This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Without a doubt, the most unique place to buy a gun you've ever seen in your place, especially you've ever seen in your life, especially with some of the options they have for you to buy. Go check them out. I have serious reservations about the Democrats, only in that they don't really seem to be serious about a lot of things. For the first 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency, they had everything. They had the House, they had the Senate, and they spent and squandered that two-year period on Obamacare. Apparently, they can't really multitask because they left things like immigration reform. They want amnesty. Of course, so do the Republicans. And they never pursued that when they had that. They want climate change. They want to create a new currency, climate credit. And they never pursued that. And, of course, gun control. They never act on those proposals when they have the votes to do so. Why didn't Obama propose a gun control act when he had 60 votes in the U.S. Senate in 2009-2010? Now we have the U.S. Senate trying to talk gun control again. We hear that the U.S. Senate is dysfunctional because it won't come together to pass gun control. Dysfunctional. How about rational? Why should we pass a law for the sake of passing laws that are not going to prevent crime? That are not going to stop crime? Why would we? It's already against the law to shoot people. It's against the law to take guns into gun-free zones. That's already against the law. So why would we pass more laws to make it more illegal? Why would we look at this as an opportunity to ban guns? I mean, if guns are all that bad, ban them. Okay, I understand that. I get that part of it. But why do you wait? Why do you only pursue this when there's been a horrific shooting? Why don't we pursue this all the time as part of the people's business? Why doesn't that happen? Everybody should slow down a bit and consider our constitutional rights. David B. Rifkin Jr. and Andrew Grossman wrote, "These agitating for firearms restrictions now should understand that the precedent they set is a dangerous one that extends far beyond the realm of self-defense or the Second Amendment. If the government says so is sufficient to block a gun sale, thereby abridging a right enumerated in the Constitution with little or no ability for redress, what right wouldn't be at risk for arbitrary deprivation, particularly among the powerless, the poor, the black, the LGBT community, the Hispanic, the Asians, you know, everybody. In other words, really, truly, what we should be focused on killing is not rights, but terrorists. Let's focus on killing the terrorists over there and leave law-abiding citizens over here alone. These proposals that they're making will not stop anything. Not one single anything ever. Not one single future shooting. Not one single future terrorist attack. They won't stop them for one simple reason. Criminals or terrorists or both do not obey laws. Go check out what's happening in Chirac and get back to me. Now, there's some out there that are saying, I know the real reason they're pushing for gun control now. And this may be shocking for you to hear this come from me, but I think Vox appears to have correctly noted that the Democrat Party isn't pushing gun control right now because they believe it will have the effect of saving lives. They know for a fact that it won't have anything to do with saving lives. The political theater of a filibuster in the Senate and the sit-in in the House of Representatives, along with grandstanding by Buffalo Barack Hussein and Joe Biden, who shall be parachuting in if they indict Hillary, is all calculated towards one cynical political end: protecting the candidacy of Hillary Benghazi pantsuit Clinton from the possibility that Donald Trump's build a wall and stop Muslim immigration rhetoric will resound with American voters and topple down ticket Democrats as well, deepening Republican control in the House and Senate. The Democrats are worried that terrorism will help Trump, because Trump is saying what nobody will say about terrorism and about Islam. I had an argument this week with a guy who is not Islamic, who is not, he's not Middle Eastern or anything, but he is an idiot because he's out there and he wants to get out there and call Islam a religion. Islam is not a religion. It is a system. It is a system of life. It is a culture. It's a legal system. It's a financial system. And it's a system of morality by which you have to live your life. It is a system of submission. And there's some people here on our side of the pond that should be our allies who are too idiotic, because they're out there saying, well, a man should be able to pursue whatever religious pursuit he wants to pursue. Well, look, Pally, have you noticed that the Baptists don't cut the heads off of the Methodists? Have you noticed that the Lutherans don't go out there and shoot a bunch of Pentecostals in the back of the head? So don't conflate this with a religious outlook on life. This is not a religious outlook on life. This is a group that's been doing this since the 7th century. The possibility here is that these terrorist attacks are going to shift the electoral terrain in Donald Trump's favor. Now, normally, Democrats love it when there's a mass shooting. They're not loving this because lately, every time one of these things happens, they're hoping the guy's name is Bob Jones. And he's from Main Street, USA. He's a Christian. He's a part of the Raritan Club. He played Little League Baseball. That's what they're hoping. They're hoping he's Caucasian, but that's not what's happening. You know, that's not what's happening. We have San Bernardino, Islamic. We have Garland, Texas, Islamic. We have Chattanooga, Tennessee, Islamic. We have now Orlando, Florida, Islamic. Okay? So that's what they're worried about. And there's some people out there that think this may just be political theater to distract from the fact that, you know, Hillary Clinton's one of these big people out there saying, hey, you know, Trump's a xenophobe. He's just Islamophobe. He's a this-a-phobe and a that-a-phobe. This doesn't play well in the heartland to get out there and call all of these people these things when you are looking soft on terrorism, which is exactly what Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama looks. But, you know, we know right now that the homicide rate and crime rate is at the lowest it has in 51 years. It hasn't been any lower than it is right now in 51 years. Unless you're in a gun-free zone, big city run by Democrats, or it's an Islamic attack. We'll be right back.
Emergency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from the Frost Performance Space USA Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go
to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunWorks.com, the most unique website you've ever seen, for just because of what they carry in stock. It's on the website. It's in stock. Check them out. Dateline, Harris County, Texas, the Shiloh Shooting Range has offered up free gun classes to anyone in the LGBT community interested in attending. They threw this out there, and they did not expect the response that they got. Shiloh owner Jeff Sanford said everybody's been so excited about being able to come out and do this, and it's been a great learning experience for not only my community, but for their community as well. They're learning about their rights and learning about the license to carry class, and they're absolutely thrilled to take it. More than 300 people responded to Sanford's offer, and the calls and emails are continuing to pour in. Said the first class they held, where 60 of 62 scheduled showed up, set a record for a free class at Shiloh. Jared Anthony, who attended a class earlier this week, said, "We learned gun safety. We learned that it's a big responsibility. If you do carry, it's something that you do need to take seriously. You are providing, you're providing a service to the community, really." Best part of the story, Sanford says he will continue to offer until everyone who wants to be trained has been trained. So, if you're in the Harris County, Texas area, and you're in the LGBT community, and you want to take some good instruction there, go check out, what is this place called? Shiloh Shooting Range in northwest Harris County, Texas. And join us. Feel free. Join us. Now then, I saw this little ditty out there just coming from him. Yesterday, Representative Charles Rangel, Democrat from New York, was confronted by a Daily Caller reporter as the Democrats were staging a gun control sit-in on the House floor. The lawmaker was asked about the hypocrisy of Democrats pushing for gun control when they are protected by men with guns on Capitol Hill every day. The exchange went something like this, and it is worth noting that he was laughing during his response. Representative Rangel: law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. Reporter: but you're protected by guns all over the place here at the Capitol. Representative Rangel: well, that's a little different. I think we need to be protected down here. Last week, all of the armed police officers guarding Capitol Hill last week on this particular day were 34. This kind of protection is expected for him and his colleagues, Rangel insists. I agree with the hypocrite. I agree with him on that. Our lawmakers should be protected. We should not have to worry about terrorists blowing them up, even if they are idiots. However, where I fail to agree with him is he doesn't have any idea what he's talking about when he says we shouldn't be able to carry a gun, because he lives a life of privilege. Rangel does. I mean, Rangel, any other mortal in the United States would be right now breaking rocks for the stuff that Rangel has done. And Rangel, you know, he's walking free today. He's still a member of the House. He should have been. Pelosi should have pulled him aside with all the stuff that's going on with him, sat him down and said, "Charlie, you got to go. Just resign. You've gone Anthony Weiner on me. Just resign right now." But no, we didn't do that. And Charles is still in there. But, you know, hey. Also, at this rally, and the rallying cry was, "No bill, no break," when they took to the floor, Representative John Garamendi, Democrat from California, ventured just outside the Capitol building to meet with protesters. And the congressman there was asked about a recent shooting at a German movie theater that recently came to a close. The event seemed to have only one fatality, the shooter. 25 people were injured in the attack. Representative Garamendi said, we're in a very violent period in the evolution of humanity. And a lot of it is brought about, certainly, by the political-religious conflicts that exist around the world. But it's also brought about by the proliferation of weapons. Weapons of mass destruction in the hands of an individual that has hate in their heart. First, like most of Europe, Germany has a very tough gun control set of laws. The country doesn't have a right to bear arms in its constitution. It also has a gun registry, and safe storage enforcement can include police searching your home without a warrant to ensure compliance with the law. Via the Library of Congress, the current Weapons Act deals with guns suitable for private ownership. It contains a highly differentiated regime for licensing the acquisition, possession, and carrying of permitted weapons that restricts, according to criteria of need, the number and types of guns that can be owned or purchased, and has specific age restrictions for different types of weapons. The Act bans automatic firearms, regulates the production and trade in weapons, and has reporting requirements that allow the tracing of every legally owned firearm, including those acquired through inheritance. Moreover, the Act contains stringent and enforceable requirements for the safe storage of guns. It is implemented by the administrative authorities of the states, except for the newly created National Weapons Register, which is a federal agency. The general requirements for obtaining any type of weapons license are a minimum age of 18 years, the proven reliability of the applicant, knowledge of weapons technology and law, and expertise in the use of a firearm, 5 years of residency in Germany, and a need for the weapon. Not exactly like it is here in the Southeast. Second, the congressman's remarks just showed how divided the interpretations of the Orlando attacks are viewed between conservatives and liberals. The killer, Mateen, pledged allegiance to ISIS while executing the deadliest mass shooting in American history. The congressman acknowledges this, but adds a proliferation of weapons to tie into gun control. They're desperately trying to pass legislation that bars people who are on terror watch lists. The problem is these watch lists are not very reliable. And that's a big problem. It's a gigantic problem. But then again, let's not pretend that Democrats don't wish that police can just search a gun owner's home without a warrant. Because they want that to happen because people are up to no good. I mean, they might own an AR-15 rifle after all. And we just know how bad. Those are death-dealing war machines. Oh, goodness. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio,
this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is, well, let's get this all out of the way, is brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gun Works seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You are not going to find any other shop like this anywhere. Out there. No, 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 you won't. Now, if you get your information only from the left-leaning politimedia, you like that? I like that. You might get the impression that the four votes that the Senate took on gun control the other day were sponsored by Democrats and blocked entirely by Republicans. The first vote was held around 6 p.m. Republican Senator Charles Grassley's bill to increase funding to the FBI's NICS background check system so the system had more accurate criminal and mental health data, was blocked by the Senate Democrats. It had 53 votes for it and 47 votes against it. It needed 7 more votes to pass. All because the liberal senators voted against it. Now remember, we're voting to shore, this is a bill by a Republican to improve the NICS background check system, which supposedly is going to save everything. Then, Liberty-hating Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy attempted to force the so-called universal background check down the throats of American citizens. That was defeated in a 44-56 vote. Now, that means that three Democrats did not vote with him. Then, Republican Senator Texas John Cornyn put out a bill that would have denied gun sales to people on terror watch lists after a three-day delay if prosecutors could make a case to judge that the person was an actual threat. We call this, in this country, due process. 40% of the people on watch lists have no known ties to terrorist groups and are placed there for absurd reasons, such as attempting to book a flight with an expired credit card. Democrats voted against this bill and kept it from passing the 60-vote threshold because it required the government to prove the person being denied their rights actually was a terror threat. This bill got 53 votes for, 47 against. Democrats then tried and failed to push their own watch list bill, which would deny the right of any American citizen to buy a gun for arbitrarily being placed, simply for being on a government list, even without ties to terror groups or evidence that they've done anything wrong. And this direct assault on your constitutional right to due process was defeated 47-53. Now notice that the Democrat bills only got 44 and 47 votes, whereas the Republican bills got 53 votes in some cases, in both cases, actually. So, when the media spin on these votes is stripped away, and the essence of these four bills is laid bare, it's very clear that the Senate Democrats were attempting to exploit an Islamic terrorist attack by a registered Democrat and allegedly a pantsuit Clinton supporter as an excuse to attack the Bill of Rights and infringe on the rights of law-abiding American citizens. They wanted to increase their government power over the citizenry and create Soviet-style lists to make us all unpersons, take away our rights. What did the evil Republicans do here now? Let's lay it bare. They tried to strengthen reporting to the FBI's NICS background check system and pass a bill that would have balanced the interest of the state in preventing terrorists from buying guns with the individual's right to due process. The Republican Party has largely been a clown show in recent years, and they still have a pretty good, you know, right now Susan Collins out of Maine is out there, and my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, is out there behind her. He's supporting her bill. They may be a clown show, but they are far better than the Stalinist left. When the Stalinist left gets together and puts together a bill and the ACLU looks at this bill and says, wait a minute, what are you doing? And then they look at the NRA and say, hey, we got to partner up on this one. We got to partner up to oppose the Democratic Constitution crashing attempt to allow the government to create and act upon enemies lists. You know that there's something amiss. When you got those kind of partners. This is what it all boils down to, okay? And I can't say this enough. And I know that there's going to be people right now that listen to this show tonight on the podcast and say, this sounds like the podcast that I heard back in 2014. That's because it is the same reason. They want gun control because they want to push the progressive agenda, the liberal agenda, the socialist agenda, communist agenda, whatever you want to call it. They don't believe that your money belongs to you. They don't believe that your children are your children. They don't believe that you own property. And if you do own property, well, we can just tax that. You don't ever really own it because if you don't pay your taxes, we'll take that from you too. They look at us. We may as well be in the Matrix. And I think that in a way, and I know this is really overly dramatic, but I think in a way, one of the things I like about Trump is because Trump is shaking up the Matrix. He's like Neo. Although his hair isn't nearly as good. And I can't, you know, the part that bothers me the most was I was in the military and supported this. Inadvertently, unknowingly, I did my part to shore up and shield what would later become what we are in today. You know, I got out of the military 26 years ago. And, well, the military served their purpose, and now they're decimated. Sometimes I look at these proposals for gun control, and my biggest question is, how are you going to enforce them? Because you've thrown the cops under the bus, you've decimated the military, nobody's left around here to go and take these actions that you think you're going to get people to take. So how exactly is this going to work, Democrats? But I found it interesting that Republicans proposed bills that were good bills. I didn't have any problems with this. Making the NICS system better when you know, 90, gosh, I can't remember the percentage, a high percentage in the 90s of the turndowns are false negatives. Let's make it better and get that number down. Let's make it more streamlined and faster. So let these law-abiding citizens get their guns faster, get out the door. And getting out there and saying, well, okay, you want to deny somebody a gun. Well, let's make sure that we're denying somebody with due process. Let's make sure that they're actually a threat before we deny them their rights. And the Democrats are basically saying, we're not for that. We want to be able to put them on a list and just take their rights from them. No due process necessary. Thank you very much. Joe Manchin got out there, even though he's backpedaling now, he got out there and said, that's the problem. We'll be right back.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm on fire. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Just go check out their website. You will not believe what you see. Now then, the people in this government today who want to control your personal choices are absolutely the enemies of freedom. And the enemies of freedom can be very clever and very seductive. Just last week, these folks manifesting their lust to keep us dependent upon the government by rejecting the natural right to self-defense, coined a clever phrase, no fly, no buy. Now, it all sounds rational, but it's rejecting core American values. This phrase was pounded home to average Americans during a one-sided 15-hour televised marathon on the floor of the Senate orchestrated by the gun control crowd. The essence of the argument was that stricter laws regarding gun sales would have prevented the massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. In the gun control advocate dream world, the self-loathing Islamic State-inspired killer who was willing to kill 49 people would somehow have been unwilling to violate restrictive gun purchase laws, and his obedience to those laws would have saved lives. This is not being naive. This is a whole other level of delusion. This argument is absurd. A person willing to commit mass murder is surely willing to break the law to acquire the means to commit those murders. In fact, it's a requirement in order to carry these things out. So blinded were these senators in their misguided utterances about self-defense that they forgot about the Constitution. Now, The gun control crowd doesn't care about personal liberty in a free society. It just cares about control. This is why I say every day that I get off the air, this is why I say what I say. It is not about gun control. It's about total control. It's about people control. It's about controlling you and what you can and cannot do. It wants us all to be pliant. It wants us all to be reliant on a government that it controls. And we're supposed to completely ignore the fact that they are utterly incapable of protecting us from a crazy who resort to mass death for their own deranged purposes. The legislation that they offered would have required that people whose names the feds put on a terror watch list or a no-fly list, and these are often done simultaneously, would not be legally able to purchase a gun. The senator summarized this idea dozens of times as no-fly, no-buy. This phrase was quickly picked up by a bunch of people in the media, and it had an easy and simplistic ring to it, and it reveals a troubling ideology that profoundly rejects core American values. When Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and when the inalienability of our rights was codified in the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the United States was wedded to the Judeo-Christian principle that our rights stem from our humanity. Now, most recently, that was recognized by the Supreme Court in the District of Columbia versus Heller, in which it held that the right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental personal right, not a gift of the government to a group. A fundamental personal right is the natural ability of individuals to make meaningful choices without a government permission slip. May the government even ever interfere with fundamental rights? The short answer is yes. The longer answer is they can only do so if it can demonstrate a compelling governmental interest served by the least restrictive means and only after due process. So stated differently, if the government wants to silence your speech or deny you the right to self-defense, it must meet a very high burden in a public courtroom. It must demonstrate to a judge and jury that its need to silence you or disarm you is compelling, and its goals may not be attained by any lesser means. Now, in the meantime, we do not need to demonstrate a compelling need to speak or to carry a gun. All that's out there is that the government, if they're going to deny it from us, they have to demonstrate a compelling need to prevent us from having these things. This is what lawyers call black letter law, meaning it is well established, followed throughout the land, and rarely challenged. Until now. Now, what the Senate, what the Democrats in the Senate wanted to do was to have a little gun control Politburo, if you will, a bunch of nameless, faceless people who would take names and put them on a list and then strip Americans of their right to keep and bear arms once they put them on the terror watch list or the no-fly list, and prohibiting those on the list from buying guns. Yet, none of these senators could state the criteria for putting a name on the list, and none can identify the people who prepared or keep the list. That's because these are well-guarded government secrets. Secrets that have no place in government life. So if a bureaucrat can put your name on a secret list on the bureaucrat's own whim, or even using secret standards, and as a result you have lost a fundamental liberty, then the feds have transformed a natural right into a governmental gift. If they can create a no-fly list in secret, and no-fly comes to mean no-buy, then we have no rights but what the government permits us to do. Now, as if to underscore their ignorance of American values, one of the senators even stated that due process is killing us. That would have been Joe Manchin. Completely forgetting his oath to uphold the Constitution, which guarantees that the government may not take life, liberty, or property without due process. Due process. The absolute right to know the law and to force the government to prove a violation of it to a jury before it can take life, liberty, or property is the essence of the rights of free people. It is utterly scandalous and probably disqualifying from office that senator or any senator that could bemoan its very existence. Do you understand the depth to which we have sank? Do you get that? The gun control crowd doesn't care about personal liberty. So, if they can secretly put an American's name on a secret list and as a result his liberty is lost, then there are no freedoms, just government-granted privileges. And if you can, if it can do this to the natural rights to travel and self-defense, what's left behind? I mean, there's the other fundamental rights are very precipitously balanced at that point. They're endangered so badly, it's pathetic. So these Democrats say what you, you know what, I'll sit here all day long and I will agree with you that the Republicans are a bunch of clowns without a doubt. But without a doubt, these guys in the Senate, these people in the House, they're coming for everything you've got. It's not just the guns. The guns are what would keep us from losing all of this stuff. The guns are so we can take a stand against them if we want to. But the rest of this, the rest of this is, they just look at this. They look at me. It's like I said, we're just a resource to them. We're a tax number, just something to further their cause. I disagree with that, and I hope you do too. Be back at this in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Locked and Loaded.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.